Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, how you doing over there, Randy?
Welcome aboard, matey. Welcome aboard.
Yes. I'm on my way back. I'm on my way back to your way. And boy, is it nice to get out of the snow. See, all of you out there that are on the East Coast, we feel for you right now, unless you love it, which some people
I
do.
I bet.
Yeah, I bet.
It's raining.
Freezing.
It's raining really hard today here in Kihei, so on Maui.
Oh.
But I'm, not going to get much sympathy from folks, that's for sure.
I know, that's the one thing. No, and I'm in the middle on the way back. So, good deal.
It's been cool.
Already almost the end of January. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I can't wait to hear our guest in the second half.
Okay.
Yep, can you hear me? In the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. Harry DeMone is joining us, and he is the founder of KidStar Radio Network. And if that name sounds familiar, his father is a guy named Vic DeMone, very famous singer, actor in the 50s. Perry is a radio guy for 35 years, kind of like me, and discovered that kids really get excited about radio, and he founded KidStar Radio Network. And basically, they give children a voice and connect them globally through radio. So it's very good to do. And it'll be awesome.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. You did the telethon a few weeks ago, right? And that was just so cool.
Yeah.
I got to hear...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I get to hear one of the kids. He was amazing. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. He was really good.
Yeah,
he's been doing the show for a while.
Yeah, they have kids. One kid does a political show, and he's literally on the White House press corps. Another gal who just won Miss Arizona Outstanding Teen, a chef. Their whole point is helping kids find their passion and doing a radio show about it. So it's very cool, and I'm excited about it. We're going to be opening a Hawaii division of KidStar here, calling it Keiki Radio,
awesome.
Which, of course, is Hawaiian for children. We'll be doing that in the second
Keiki
half.
Keiki Radio, and you're going to tie
be
in
inspiring,
with
Tono. Man. He's, you know...
Yep. You're trying that in with Pono Radio too, right?
We're calling it the Pono Media Group, and Pono Radio is more, it's more a service for businesses, whereas Keiki Radio is just what it says. It's for kids by kids, and nonprofit, kind of a cool 1-2 punch
it.
There in the Pono Media Group. Yeah,
absolutely. I love it.
It's
going
to be fun, man. We're looking forward to it.
Cool. Our first half of the show is going to be talking about vacation ownership versus buying a second home. And this is a really good time of year to discuss this because so many people, and of course we can't, we're not advertising any particular company. We may throw a couple company names out there just so that you have food for thought and can start somewhere and looking and researching vacation ownership if you're interested. A lot of people think of it as timeshares, which basically it is. You're owning a piece of time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time of year, though, because so many people are running out of the cold weather all over the U.S., heading for warm climates. And and a lot of people, you know, people want to take vacations, right? Vacations are a big part of life so that people get away and rest. And some people can only take vacations once a year, twice a year, depending on, you know, where your job is, what you're able to do. If you have your own businesses, some people can take them less, some take them more, you know. So the vacation ownership gives you the ability to purchase a time of interval, like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, and for a certain fee, and then you can have this set up for the rest of your life. And so it's something to look at, and you can talk to your tax accountant. You're not owning actual specific real estate per se. So as far as any write-offs, you would have to talk to your accountant about that to see if there's any way to structure it, depending on what your structures are. But when you look at the vacation rentals right now, vacation ownership, not vacation rentals, right now a lot of the companies that are doing this have such great systems in place, because this is something that's been around for years and years and years, that you can actually buy into some of this and be able to go all over the world and change your destination each year. You know, in the old days, people would typically buy a timeshare, say in Florida, and you would have to go to that same place every year. Now they have it set up where you can buy into exchanges like RCI. There's so many out there. I don't want to, you know, that's like too many to list, but where they actually let you exchange with other people with point systems and different areas so that you're able to travel all over the world if you want. Some of them, Wyndham apparently seems to have, Wyndham has a pretty good system, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, there's many out there. There's, you know, Wyndham, Marriott, Ritz Carlton does it. There's so many that are out there that you can research if you're interested in it, but they, I know the Wyndham has a system where people have points, and so you could actually own so many weeks a year, so many points, and you could actually give them away to your friends or family, or charge your friends and family, depending on what it costs you, for the points to use these services. So it's really good to check into, because a lot of the vacation ownership programs typically are in 3- and 4-star hotels, maybe not 5-star, but pretty much, or they're not the hotels that the condominium projects are set up as 3- and 4-star. So you're going to have pools, amenities, full kitchens, washer dryers, you know, be able to take your trip and even cook. A lot of people don't want to cook when they're on their trips, but if you want to, you can do that and take your family in and cook. But it's not just limited to you. You can actually pass this on to friends and family and again, charge. So you could defray some of your costs by kind of subbing out some of your weeks. Isn't that neat? Yeah.
That works
so
really
well. So I just wanted to bring it up and talk about it a little bit. It's a little different than the fractional ownerships that we've talked about before on the show, where you actually own a piece of that property. Like Hawaii, you can do up to 6, and the mainland up to 12. Of course, in different parts of the country, in different parts of the world, you have different regulations, different systems. But it's definitely worth looking into. Now, owning a second home, some people may live where they're, you know, an hour, 2 hours away from the mountains or the ocean, and they like to own a home and then have another second home in the area that they may go to on the weekends if it's not too far away. Some places allow you to vacation rental your second home. So if you set something up where it's a vacation rental and you're making money on that as well, that may be an ideal situation too. So when we put the show on today, we said, you know, vacation rentals, well, not vacation, vacation ownership, it's different, versus owning a second home. If you own a second home, of course, you're going to have the tax write-offs. You're going to have long-term tax benefits. You're going to have equity in the property. But you also have to pay the fees and the maintenance and the upkeep, et cetera. So it's just kind of comparing it out. If you do own a second home, which I think is a good idea to do, but if you do it and you're doing it so that you can utilize it for vacations, or maybe you have one over the mountains or ski lodge or something like that, you want to look at what the costs are being in the long term. But in that situation, you're going to be going to the same place over and over. With the vacation ownership, you're able to swap it out. Now, what we're telling you, though, of course, depends on what you buy, how much you spend, where you're going to go and what their system is. So you want to research it all. But I'd like to put it out there because I know in the old days I used to think of timeshares as like you just buy in that one spot and that's it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, now you can, yeah, that option to literally be in different areas, I mean, if you want to, so you can kind of transfer them and stuff. That's cool.
It's really cool, yeah. Now, they do have maintenance fees, so you're always going to have pay for maintenance fees because somebody has to keep the property up. So that's going to be going into the system. But I think when you tie it in with these other programs that they have, it can be fun. It's really good for people that, you know certain times of year that they want to go away. They want to be able to plan. And when you look at the cost, it could end up, if you definitely are going to go on vacation every year, the cost can end up with a lot less than if you just pay out of pocket every year and go where you're going to go.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
That's very cool. A question I had is I'm thinking, you know, as I'm hearing you, my question is, are all of them transferable typically these days, or are some of them where, like, you know, it's just this location?
Well, some would be that it's still just this location, and I think that's not most of them, though, so that's what you want to ask the people and be able to ask a lot of questions when you get into that situation, because unfortunately, if you don't ask the questions, they don't always tell you. You know, they may think, hey, somebody can only afford X amount, because it's all going to depend on what you pay, how you structure it. Somebody may think they can only afford this amount, but the person could afford more, or it could be worked out in a better situation. So you're at the mercy of that salesperson. What did they, you know, how much are they giving you, how much are they telling, how much they know. So you want to ask all these questions, you know, you want to find out and check into RCI, which is and organizations like that that let people swap out their points and their ability to do this. Yeah, so there's some really neat ways to do it. I'm always, me being a broker, I've always been into the hard land, you know, the solid land. So I haven't ever gotten into selling vacation ownership. We have some clients right there on Maui that do it full-time and do well with it. So it's just a different, when you're on the sales end, it's a different animal than, say, selling real estate sales versus selling timeshare vacation rentals.
Yeah.
They do really well with it because it says, you know, say somebody can come in and for 75, it could be anywhere from 10,000, it could be 150,000, it could be 50. I mean, it's all over the board. But say someone comes in and says, hey, I've got 75,000 to work with, but I want to set this up for years to come. You know, they may be able to structure a package for you. So but maybe you only have to spend $5,000 now and so much every month, or, you know, they have such many different affordable packages that it can work depending on if you're going to go there and use it. So it's something, you know, we just like to mention on our show just different avenues and different ways to do things because so many people just assume and then they never do any of it, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. So. And again, a recurring theme on our show is, you know, think outside the box, right? You know,
is that recurring for us?
Really. I think so. Yeah. It's possible,
I
you
think,
know, dream.
I think with us, like if you spend the week with us, you're going to think that, yeah. Because I'm starting to realize that more and more. Gosh.
Yeah, and that fits in with our guy in the second half, Perry DeMone, who his favorite thing is, you know, people say think outside the box, but I like to say there is no box. You know, that idea of just what is it, you know, you want to do in life and, you know, as it regards real estate, where do you want to live? And nowadays it doesn't have to be just one location, so you're not locked in like you might have been in the past to one location for a vacation getaway.
Exactly. Yep,
wow.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Very
worth looking
cool.
into.
Very okay, well, it is. We've got about 15 more minutes left in this segment, and Perry may be checking in a little early. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll be back on the other side and continue talking about vacation rentals and all of the options available.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
And we are back, Realty Universal Radio, on the air everywhere worldwide. And welcome back. Again, RealtyUniversal.com, the website, RealtyUniversal.com. Harry Damone joining us, Kidstar Radio Network, in just a couple of minutes. We're going to kind of wrap up our conversation on vacation ownership and kind of the options
versus
available
the
there.
Home, I think, yeah.
And, yeah. So, yeah, Natalie, do you want to kind of wrap up any kind of closing thoughts on that? And then I'll maybe do a little bit of a Pono Radio update as we get ready for Perry.
Yeah, just something to think about. I would get into it and check out both sides of it, as we discussed. And if you have any other information, you can go to contact us at realtyuniversal.com.
Okay.
And we'll be happy to point you in the right direction. I'm looking forward to our second guest, which Randy's going to go over, and let's wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah. Perry Damone again with us in about 5 minutes. He's going to call in, and we'll be talking Kidstar Radio Network. And we like to, in the second half, we like to inspire, motivate, mobilize you to be the change that you seek in the world. And Perry Damone is the poster child for that. He has just began this amazing organization 27 years ago. And literally giving children a voice, connecting them to me. And you'll get fired up. I spent about 45 minutes on the phone with him this morning, and just I was And, you know, he's in a situation right now battling leukemia and literally in a fight for his life. And yet, when he talks about Kickstar, he is full of energy, full of passion. And so you'll get that here with Perry in a few. I wanted to kind of talk about Polo Radio a little bit, just to update. We're going to be doing some collaboration, and of course, Realty Universal Radio is on Pono Radio, and that's if you go to PonoRadio.org, if you go to the show page, you see there the you see Natalie, and you see the she's on there with Realty Universal with all of the other show hosts. But Pono Radio, again, about celebrating all things Pono, and Pono, as we've said before, the Hawaiian word for do the right thing or righteous. And so it's really in this kind of world of bad news. This is a radio station that's going to be celebrating, you know, good news, things that are pono, that are right, that are harmonious, that are balanced. And I think that's our challenge. I know as we've talked about on this show several times, I mean, every week we hit on it one way or another, that the goal is to be balanced. The goal is to be, pono, really, doing what is right, giving back, loving other people.
And you can go at PonoRadio.org, right? PonoRadio.org.
Yeah.
There's some good nonprofit groups from Maui, that already you've plugged in with, and they're really making some changes. So we want to get more involved in that, too. So anybody can go right there and get involved, donate, come in, start your own chapter. You can do a lot there. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to be broadcasting live at businesses, and we're going to be doing it on Facebook and Twitter, which is kind of a new twist. These days there are apps where you can broadcast live and send a link to Facebook and Twitter, and other people retweet and repost, and you can literally reach hundreds of thousands of people by broadcasting on Twitter and Facebook. So it's pretty cool what we're going to be doing with Pono Radio. So there's some new technology and kind of wrapping our brains around, really what's the future. I mean, the smartphones have become the new transistor radio. Everybody's listening to their audio and video, getting all their information on their smartphones. And there was a Radio Inc. conference about a couple months ago, and they basically came out and said in the next 5 years, new cars won't have AM/FM radios in them. They'll just have docked little places that you plug in your smartphone or your tablet.
Oh.
So it's a new world. A new world out there. Yeah. So we're excited about it. And by the way, let me just say quickly, briefly, it is my wife Monica's birthday today, and she is 29 years old. So happy birthday to my my best friend and soulmate Monica, who is celebrating a birthday today. So we'll be doing some
happy birthday
tonight.
Monica.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
She is
Monica's the best.
Out shopping right now as we speak while I'm doing the radio show. So,
oh, tell her happy birthday. She's the best. She's the best. Yeah, good
I
celebration.
Will. She is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Realty Universal Radio, again, on the air everywhere, and realtyuniversal.com, the website, again, for all of the stuff that we talk about every week. And literally, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio page right now for Realty Universal, you can see all the topics we have covered over the past, 2 years?
Lots of archives. Over. Lots of archives, yep.
My goodness. Lots of material, and you can kind of get a taste for maybe what you might want to check out further in detail on realtyuniversal.com.
We'll wrap up the first half, and we can go back to the vacation ownership versus buying a second home, and you want to just do your homework, compare, be careful, have your lawyer and accountant check out anything before you do anything. Don't jump into it, because one thing Randy and I were discussing on the break briefly, too, is lots of times there's presentations that people get you into, and they can be high-pressure presentations. So
yeah,
you don't want to just jump and sign something and regret it later. So we definitely by no means are just pushing that only. It's what we would like to get food for thought on our shows and also bring up, you know, like Randy says, thinking out of the box. And it really has come a long way. So if you may structure it right, you may be able to get a good deal. And remember, anything's negotiable. So just remember to be prepared to get up and walk away from that table and say no and see what else they offer you, you know. But don't let yourself feel high-pressure pitched where you're regretting it. I'm not sure what the time for cancellation is on something like that. I know in real estate we don't have that. When somebody's selling you a vacuum cleaner, typically you do have, a day, 2-3 days of cancellation. So you just want to check out all that. And that wraps up almost our first half of the show. And, again, if you want to go to realtyuniversal.com, ask us any questions, email us at radio@realtyuniversal.com, and we'll get back to you.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, it is time for our second half of the program. And, again, we aim to mobilize, inspire you, energize you to be the change in the world. And as I mentioned earlier, Perry DeMone is doing and has done just that with KidStar Radio. He's the founder, president, program director of KidStar Radio. And he is on the line. So let's, from Arizona, let's check in with Perry. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Perry.
Good,
thanks,
man,
for coming
you?
On. You're awesome.
Oh, you're awesome. Thanks, Natalie. I like to start like that. How's it going, guys?
Well, hey, it's going well. It's going really well. We got some real estate stuff nuggets, as is our custom, out of the way. And we are ready to be inspired and energized and mobilized to be the change, man, that we seek on this planet. And you are the dude.
Well, there's a lot of pressure there, but thank you.
Talk to us, man, about how KidStar started. There's an amazing story there, and I think our challenge is going to be we only have about 30 minutes, and there's, you know, you and I could talk about kids and radio forever, but talk about how KidStar got started.
Well, it actually started during career day at Shumway Elementary School here in Chandler, Arizona, and that started, that career day was back in 1987. And I was currently working at a radio station called KEZ 99.9 FM. And I was very active in the community, loved to get out there, you know, talk with the kids and just do as much as we could out in the community. So one day I was asked to speak at Shumway, and it was all about radio. And the kids went crazy. I was only supposed to talk for 10 minutes or so, and all of a sudden it was like I was there 2 hours. I had lunch with the kids, and we were doing news, and we were talking about, artists and music and what it's like to be a disc jockey, and that's kind of where KidStar began. I talked to Linda Minton, which was the music teacher there, and I said, why don't we just for fun put in a radio station here and let the kids play the music and read the news and do traffic from, you know, when the parents pick them up and there's a log jam of 4 cars in the front, and, you know, let them just have some fun, you know, with radio. And so back in 87, we said, okay, let's do it. We did it. Well, we didn't know how impactful just doing a little radio station would be with the school. We had 68 kids signed up for the program.
Wow.
68 on staff.
Wow.
And at that time, guys, we had a bit of a gang issue at that school. And it was, I don't know if you remember the Raiders days, you know, when they had all the black and silver and the bandanas. And I mean, we still have issues today, but back in 87, it was like a lot of Raiders stuff out there. So we decided to go ahead and outfit our 68 kids with black and silver, except ours Kid Star, and ours glowed in the dark. It had their names on it. It had news, traffic, weather, whatever they had on their backs. And I still have an original shirt, by the way, on those. And all of a sudden, we started bringing in celebrities who didn't give us a fight at all. They wanted to come onto campus and do interviews.
Chuck Norris.
You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck Norris. Yeah. We had, Hugh Downs. We had Reba McEntire. We had, all of a sudden, we had all these stars walking on the campus, and where were they going? They were going to KidStar Radio.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden, the other kids in the school were going, hey, isn't that Reba McEntire? Oh, my gosh, isn't that Chuck? They were just going, where are they going? Well, they're going to be doing a radio. We had Senator John McCain, which made first, front page news, all that stuff. So from that point on, we started looking at this going, wait a minute, this is something that we could take to all kinds of different levels. And that's where we are today. And KidStar is actually just from something so simple. Is a microphone, is opening the doors of their dreams and futures now, giving the kids their voice to the world early. Our youngest kiddo is 7 years old. That's on the air, and I actually trained her when she was. Oh, she's a sweetheart. She does a show called Bookworm, and I trained her when she was five to do production. So she'd cue you, and she'd give you, three minutes, 1 minute, 60 seconds, 15. All right, let's go to break. I mean, that's what she was doing at five. Seven, she got her own show, and she's number one on the network right as we speak.
Wow.
So we have 31 network shows with a ton of, we've listeners everywhere. So she reads to kids all over the world. Now,
very
what
cool.
we do is we take this and we look at kids' dreams. So what do you want to do when you grow up? Alyssa, you're 10. What do you want to do? I want to do fashion. So what we do is we create a radio show around her dream at 10 years old. Now, you got the power of the microphone, you got a platform, and these kids get to interview all their heroes, fashion designers. They get to go into the mall and check out what the latest trends are. They get to talk to the managers. They get to talk to everybody in the industry is now open to Alyssa at 10 years old. So what happens, guys, when she's 18?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
She's already, Alyssa has met everybody in the industry, from top management people to designers to, by the way, which this is a true story, which actually we had a show with two gals that actually started their own company at 15 and designed clothes. Their biggest customer was Australia, and have left the network to do their own design company.
Wow, that's wonderful.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Perry, again, we're talking to Perry Damone, the founder of the KidStar Radio Network. And, I know that there are so many examples you've got of like those two who, are really amazing kids. And, from Maddie to Maddie Rose to, your political guy and the chef, Elena, and... Connor, I think, is the political guy. But it's not just about, and we'll talk about those people in a minute, and they're very cool and inspiring stories. But it's also, like you said, it's about finding that kid who isn't maybe so outgoing and isn't maybe so obviously talented, and helping them find their dreams, right?
Well, that's right. And please, please put me in a school that is for high-risk kids. I beg you.
Mm.
Because that's where we're very effective is find because it's simple. Every kid has a dream. I don't care what situation they're in. Every kiddo has a dream. You just got to get to it. Okay? So one of the schools that we're in is I'm going to bring the Phoenix school that we're in because we're from Phoenix. And one of the kids, like you've seen, if you have kids, these kids, some of them are under the table during class with hoodies on, you know, and because they can't sleep, they can't sleep at home because there's drug issues going on. There is, you know, parents partying. There is gang activity. Mm-hmm. So the safe place is school. So the teachers actually let these kids sleep during class under tables with hoodies over their eyes.
Wow. Hmm.
Which is not a good situation for us. I mean, we look at it and go, okay, well, let's take one for example very quickly. Is look at one of our kids that was under the table with a hoodie. It took me about 3 months, but I got to him. I got to him because I never gave up. I came to school. I said, hey, how you doing? I'm not going to say any names. I said, hey, you know, how you doing today? He goes, go away. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. It was really quick. It's like, you know, I'm not interested. Go away. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is a 70-mile round trip, 35 each way. I go because eventually I'm going to get this kid.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're amazing,
3 months later, I got him because the hoodie started going up a little bit. He's going, oh, if I tell you, will you leave me alone? I said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll leave you alone.
Aww.
He goes, I like to cook. I said, what do you like to cook? He loves to cook chicken breasts. I said, how do you cook your chicken breast? He goes, real simple, just some salt and pepper, and, you know, I just cook it with oil. I said, how about trying it with butter, a little garlic, and some lemon pepper on it? Oh, and he goes, well, I never thought of it that way. I said, well, try it. Give it a shot. So what else do you like? He goes, well, I'm from a single, you know, family. You know, mom is raising us two jobs, and I do the cooking. But I love to cook. I got him. I got him.
Well,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this kid. I'm going to call my friend, Chef Humphreys, over at the Arizona Cooking Institute, Arizona Culinary Institute, and I'm going to talk to Chef going, hey, is there a way we can get this kid in a class? He's 14. Get him into the white outfits with the hats, and can you give him a couple of classes? Absolutely.
Wow.
So we take the kid, we put him in Culinary Institute, he's 14, we now have a show that is the Cooking Academy show at the school. Guess who's running it? The 14-year-old. And guess what? I told him to write down all his recipes, because what do we want to do with him, guys?
Book.
Publish him.
Yeah, buddy.
So at 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, now we got him. So at 18, this kid has been trained, has taken classes. He's already gone through culinary school. He can go, and he's got a radio show. He is graduated on the handshake, on the look in you in the eyes, self-esteem, responsibility, success, all of that in one simple thing called a microphone and radio.
Wow.
Yeah, you started all this, and that's just incredible.
Well, I love radio. I've got stories about when I came over from, English is not my first language. English is actually my third language. And when I came from Europe to America, my best friend was a transistor radio, for anybody who remembers transistor radios. So I grew up with radio, and I am blessed at this moment to be sitting here and telling and sharing stories with you about a 58-year-old man who's still involved and still has never lost his passion for radio and sharing it with kids all over the world.
Wow. Harry Damone with us, the founder and president of KidStar Radio Network. KidStar.org is the website. Again, KidStar.org. You'll be amazed at what you see there. Perry, I want to talk about the expansion because some crazy things are going on. But before I do, we kind of hinted at some of the success stories. Talk about Matty Rose maybe and Connor, Chef Elena. Talk a little bit about some of the success stories from KidStar.
God, they're all success stories. I love all my kids. And there's so many of them. Whenever somebody says, hey, Perry, how many kids do you have? I say, I got 138. They go, oh, my God. I said, I'm Italian. I got 138 kids. So it's like the success stories. My God, Matty Rose, okay, she came to us when she was 12. She's now part of the KidStar organization. She's Miss Teen, Outstanding Teen USA Arizona. She's just been invited to speak in China. She's 15, turning 15. And she is a straight-A student. She's got over 100 shows in the can already. And she is unbelievable. She's our little Matty Rose, and she does a show called The Fame Game about anybody in the world that has achieved fame through life. And so she's interviewed hundreds of people, and I remember when I first got her at 12, I gave her a little test that she still remembers to this day because we had to audition her, and we actually gave her an NHL roster and news press release with all the NHL players' names. And you know how tough that is.
Oh, yeah.
All the names.
Oh, yeah.
But from where she started to where she is today, and she's, I mean, she's going to be, in the running for Miss USA, you know, Miss Teen USA, and you'll see her. She has been on our air. Connor Brantley, which you brought up, which is a political guy. He's 14. He has a show called Hello, the Future is Calling. It's a great show. He's now part of the White House press corps, youngest. He's also been invited by the White House to do a show on the lawn, the West Lawn. I think it's the West Lawn. They call it Pebble Beach. And so he's going to actually do his show from the lawn at the White House. These are things that 14-year-olds are doing.
Yeah.
Where do you think Connor Brantley – oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, he's also started a political movement called United Now, and he's been at the White House already four times.
Nice.
He's 14.
Nice.
So where's he going to be, guys? 15, 16, 17, 18. What do you think Connor's going to be in when he's 18 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
He might be like the youngest like cable news network host or something, man. I know. That's amazing. Yeah, the sky's the limit. There is no box, right? That's what you like to say.
That's
the
what we do. It builds obviously the confidence, with the self-esteem and being able. It's an art to interview guests.
Yeah.
Especially guests that are your heroes in the industry that is your dream, your passion. There's an art to it, and these kids have got it down. I mean, it's unbelievable how these kids take, these questions. I mean, let me just give you an example. We partner with the Dodgers, the LA Dodgers. We have our own booth at Dodger Stadium. Okay.
Yeah, baby.
We're going into our sixth season. Can you imagine, as a 10-year-old who loves, and I know Randy's going, I can imagine, being a Dodger fan at 10 years old and giving you the opportunity to call 9 innings of Dodger baseball in a booth next to Vin Scully. Next to Vin Scully. We're going into our sixth season, by the way, guys. Sixth season with the Dodgers.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. And we work with a hockey team, NHL. We work with the AFL. By the way, you're going to hear about this team, the LA Kiss. It's a new Kiss fan. Remember the rock band?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kiss? Okay, they have a new Arena Football League team in Los Angeles called the LA Kiss.
Oh, wow.
We are part of that program. We, our kids will be actually calling LA Kiss games all over the country.
Mm. Wow. So Perry DeMone with us, the founder and president of KidStar Radio Network. And, man, I knew this time would fly by. There's so much more ground to cover. Talk to me for a minute. So, you know, somebody's listening and going, wow, I'm in. How do we get KidStar in our town or our school? What's the process, man? How do they do that?
What you you both of you know, radio is not rocket science. Getting to a kid's dream is not rocket science. This is easy. It's easy, especially in technology in the days that we have. If you want this program in your school, please, I beg you, give me a call. I will give you my number. You can give it out. And if you want this in your school, let us bring this to your school. Let us take, by the way, one of the top three programs in the country, get it into your school, and make a difference with the kids. And they could be high at risk. They could be not high at risk. We cover the gamut. So first of all is to contact us at KidStar. You could do that through kidstar.org. That's KIDSTAR.org. You are more than welcome to call 480-837-1676. And I'm sure you guys will, you know, repeat it again, but call me and we could talk about it. You know why? Because every situation is different. Every school is different.
Yeah.
So we talk through it, make sure that it fits, and we do everything humanly possible to get this program into your school.
Mm. Yeah, and again, it's just amazing what you know. The no-brainer part of it is it obviously helps kids with reading, writing, speaking, self-confidence, but then it helps them find their dreams. And like you say, once they've discovered that, then they begin to literally, you know, pursue interviews with people who are in their field. And I mean, it just fast tracks them to their dreams. It's really that.
And why does it work? Why does it work? Because when we go after their dreams, it's something they're already interested in. So the interest is already there. It's not trying to force feed them programs and things that they're not into, you know, all this stuff that people, and programs they get thrown into. Forget it.
Yeah.
Let's go after what they want to do in life. You've got their interest level already, period, which is the most. And by the way, that's one of the toughest things sometimes is to get, you know, a kid's interest level, is try to find it.
Yep.
Well, it's right inside of them. What do you want to do when you grow? I want to be a car designer. Great. Let's do a show called Kids and Cars. You want to ride in a Ferrari? Great. We're going to call the Ferrari dealership and get you a ride in the Ferrari. You want to talk to the mechanic on how they fix a Ferrari? Great. We'll do that. How about how to buy a Ferrari? Let's talk to the credit manager. Hey, let's talk to the GM. I mean, you can't, and people have tried, you can't throw me a subject that I can't make a radio show out of. Can't do it.
How about real estate? Can we do something about
real estate? Absolutely. I think kids should be looking at real estate right now. So we call it the Junior Real Estate Show.
Ooh, I like it.
Perfect.
Okay, so here we go now.
It.
Yeah, you threw something at me. Okay, I'll tell you what. You're 14 years old, okay? What's your dream house? You're going to tell me what your dream house is. I want a pool. I want, you know, games out in the backyard. Well, what kind of games? Great. Let's go to an architect and see if he'll give you some time to build your dream house. And let a kid start designing, building, and take you through the process through a radio show called the KidStar Junior Real Estate Show.
Right.
And
right.
then
That's
at
perfect.
The end of each show, you have the kid pick of the best houses, kid approved, in your neighborhood.
Hey, Natalie, I'm thinking there's a show here. I'm thinking, honestly, Natalie, you can speak to this,
yeah.
but I mean, even adults don't know what they're doing with regard to real estate. What if kids started being aware early on about real estate? That would just help your job.
Absolutely. It's a great deal.
Okay, I got something for Natalie. Natalie, I'm going to ask you a question, and I will bet you I know what the answer is. Who is the most influential, when families go and look for a new home, who's the most influential person that sways the decision on the buy of the home?
Right. Well, it depends if they're using people out there, they're brokers, yep.
The most influential
whoever they're going to go to for advice, but then it's going to be the kids are going to be ultimate. Yeah, their kids are going to be the ultimate. Though.
I rest my case. It's the same, by the way, it's the same formula that car dealerships use.
When
a car dealership has a family come in on the lot, who's the most influential person to buy that car? It's the kids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I like this one, Dad. Wow.
Well, I just think
that's
the education is so good. What you're doing is so wonderful, instilling the confidence level in them that they're going to carry throughout life
at an
early age. You know,
that's just
wonderful.
Wow.
Well, I thank the kids because the kids are the ones that really, you know, they jump on this. If you listen to any of our shows, they know how to open, they know how to close, they know how to rejoin, they know how to go to break. Hmm. These kids are trained. They're trained to get on the air. They know they know the structure, but what they bring in content is unbelievable.
Mm. Mm. Wow. Perry Damone with us, founder, president of KidStar Radio, and we are just down to probably 5 or 6 minutes here. And talk about the expansion. There's some pretty cool stuff going on worldwide. I know a big component of this in terms of the core value and mission is to connect kids globally, and that is going on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm so excited to be part of what the UK schooling system. We're starting a program with Sport On in London and all the surrounding areas in England. In fact, we just signed up a school 2 days ago in Putnam in England called Harrods. They start September 4th with us. So we're expanding globally, and it's through sports. And it's basically it's a government program. I got to go out there about 3 months ago and meet with a member of parliament, unbelievable guy, Jerry Sutcliffe was his name, and we met. And he goes, "Where have you guys been?" I said, "Well," he goes, "this is exactly what we've been looking for." And it's like,
wow.
This is waking up kids' dreams, and will you work in the penal system with our kids? And I said, "Please, give me those kids. We could do that. We could go into schools." So, yes, thank you. We are expanding in England. There's 200 schools out there that we are targeting. Florida, Houston, all those areas we're in. So we're expanding, all over the globe. Finally, after all these years, people are going, "Wait a minute, this makes sense. This really makes sense. How long ago?"
Yeah.
It's been 27 years.
You had the vision, though, and you knew it. You were ahead of your time, and now it's coming through. It's just amazing.
Thank you for that, Natalie. I appreciate it. We do. And it's like, where do I get my excitement? Randy also knows it. It's like, I'm a radio guy, so I always get excited when talking radio. But seeing the kids doing what they're doing with radio and what they're doing with their lives, there's no experience or feeling like it in the world.
Wow, it's amazing, and I love the idea. And this is coming from another kind of old radio guy, but that using radio to give children a voice and to connect them globally. In my conversations here on Hawaii, as I talk about KidStar, that is what really kind of grabs people, is the global connection. I was talking to a reggae artist here, Marty Dredd, who he was saying, "Do you realize how cool it would be for Hawaiian kids to connect with people where they came from, you know, which is kind of the New Zealand area, and connect with, you know, fairy tales and culture. And he just started getting excited about the possibility of kids via radio interviewing each other in different cultures. You know,
correct.
What's not to like about that? Man.
That's correct. Yeah, and by the way, you're going to hear this a lot from me, is like there is, and Bruce Solston, an angel in our organization, he will tell you the same thing. He says, Perry hates when you talk about the box. Like, we're thinking out of the box on this, and I'm going, the box is still there. I didn't make that up. But you know what? You talk to me, there's box in the sentence. I run like the wind. It's like, get rid of the box, because what we do, there ain't
yeah.
no box.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
No
there,
box,
I,
sir.
You know,
nope.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. In fact, I think it was Dennis Miller who said, anybody who says think out of the box, it's a sure sign that they're still in the box. So, you know, to say think out of the, you know, so you take it that step farther and say there is no box, which is
I don't want
to
even hear
mindset.
It's like, oh, well, yeah. we're out of the box thinking, yes, no. There is no box, because when you say box, it's still there. And so, but if you see everything that we do, is it's like, it's nothing to do with the word that I just said.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Perry Damone again with us, founder and president of the KidStar Radio Network. And I'm going to give you out his number again, because he did it earlier, and you can absolutely call him. I was struck by how accessible Perry is. His number is 480-837-1676. That's 480-837-1676. I really encourage you to go to the KidStar.org website, KidStar.org, and just look at what's going on there. And it's mind-boggling, and I think you'll understand when you see it. You know, we had a fundraiser recently where we brought on several kind of administrator types in schools, and they were just blown away, Perry, by the website. And I think you hit it on the head. This is, I think the internet, I think it's just perfect timing. Like you say, you've been working this forever. This has been your vision and dream. And I think the internet has slowly made this whole idea more doable in people's minds, because, you know, the internet gives us that global connection with each other, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because when I started this, we had to put a 35-foot pole in front of your school, and then it would only broadcast 500 feet, which, you know, kids are smart. They can't.
Yeah, that's funny.
That it only broadcasts 500 feet. And so you've got the attention level that goes, ugh, okay, well, nobody can hear us except if you're in the parking lot. So what
yeah.
the internet has given us the global platform where we could tell the kids, going, you know, do you have any relatives overseas? And they'll go, oh, yeah, Paris. Well, great. Tell your relatives to tune in.
Wow. Amazing.
In Paris.
Amazing.
You know?
Yeah. Amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
We Perry Damone is with us, and we've got like literally 1 minute to go. And Perry, again, I just want to say
thank you
for what you're doing. Thank you for you know, this vision of yours, and I'm excited to help however I can. And I just, the more I find out about what you guys do, the more amazing it is. And Godspeed, man. And
well, you guys are
work.
Awesome. Hey, Natalie, you got a new show for kids now.
Yes, absolutely,
yeah.
Perry. I will be in touch for sure. We've already, Randy and I were talking about this a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. No,
there
you're
go.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you
well,
for
you guys
coming
are amazing.
On.
Thank you for giving me the time, and thanks for inviting me on your show.
We'll be in
thanks,
touch.
Buddy.
Thank you so much. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.